I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, a weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Rachel.
And my name is Amy.
Yeah, you are.
That's me, Amy. Amy, spelled many different ways, but mine is only three letters.
Can you imagine being one of those children that's like, oh, my name's this, but it's spelled like this?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Are there different spellings of Amy? Did you get that as a kid, though?
Yeah, and I think it's more to do with the trend of the way of the world at the moment where people spell kids' names very bizarre.
But did you get that?
Not when I was very young. But as I got to sort of like teenage-ish, you know, because you got the A-I-M-E-E. I had a friend who was that. And then I also had a friend who was A-M-I-E. And then A-M-E-E. No, A-I-M-E.
Look, I mean, I know a few Amys in my life, but they are all just the basic A-M-Y.
And I think now people worry about getting people spelling wrong, right? So
yes.
When you go anywhere, they just check. Like your name, Rachel, is only really spelled two ways, right?
No, three.
Three, okay. With an A, without an A.
And then with the E-A-L.
Ah, right. The other way around.
Just to throw everybody off. But sometimes they go, Rachel with. And then they just kind of like trail off and I'm like, no with. It's just E-L. The way it's phonetic.
Rachel. Yep.
Named after the fox, Rachel Ward.
Yes, I am named also after a fox, my great-grandmother.
Hell yeah.
Amy. Amelia, actually, but anyway.
Do you know what? If we were going to have a girl, we were going to call her Amelia with an A and call her Amy for short.
There you go.
Like Amy Pond in Doctor Who.
Yes, except I didn't get the cool – I'm the only one of my sisters who has no abbreviated name. It's just Amy. My abbreviated names are probably longer than my normal name, whereas they all have names that can be abbreviated down, right? So –
Oh.
Anyway, we digress.
I get Rach.
Rach, yes.
Rachy.
Rachy Poo.
Rachy Dachy.
Rachy Dachy.
And the longest abbreviation that ever has been, and please forgive me because I'm not actually a racist individual. This is just something that I was called as a child and I'm going to say it. It's Rach the Dach, the Lebanese Fach. I'm not Lebanese, God. Nor am I a Fach.
Wow.
I don't know what a fate
is,
but I was called for several years Rach the Dach, the Lebanese Fach.
Yeah, people are cruel and very racist.
Yeah, and my cousin, whose name is Constance, was called Con the Bon, the Lebanese Fon.
Jesus
Christ. We don't know why.
You're just like, I mean, oh,
we don't know. And then a nickname for several of the girls in my family. I say for several of the girls. They were only girls for about 10 years.
Yep.
So we were all called the Frog Face from Lebanon. We don't know why.
Because you're not from Lebanon.
We're not from Lebanon, none of us.
People are stupid and illogical.
Absolutely illogical.
You know what else can be illogical? Disney.
Look, I don't want to... I love Disney so much.
Yeah, we do. We love Disney. And if you haven't listened to us before, please know this, that we both love Disney. We love almost everything related to Disney, but we can't get past the fact that there are some things that are illogical. And you know how we arrived at all of this was we started discussing Tarzan and the fact that he has no beard, right?
Yeah, and another question I want to ask about him,
and
this – goes hand in hand with the beard.
Right.
What the fuck is he wearing a loincloth, mate?
I don't know. Look, and this is what I mean. There are some things that, like, you just accept because you're like, oh, well, Disney.
How is he self-aware enough
to wear a loincloth?
To wear a loincloth.
He's not. They just didn't want prying childish eyes to see penis.
Oh, well, I wanted to see his penis.
Me too. Your dog is having
attractive.
A field day. Yeah, he is. Remember when we covered characters that were, what do we call it?
Cartoons that made us thirsty.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in there. I can't remember. It was too long ago.
Anyway. I don't know. We need to redo that anyway.
Yeah. We'll just keep you in suspense on that one. But, I mean, like, we never see Tarzan shave or anything, but yet has no beard. Maybe he's one of those men who can't grow a beard.
Do you think that perhaps he uses a sharpened rock?
Possibly.
But how is he aware enough to know that he needs to get rid of the hair on his face, but not the hair on his head,
exactly.
Legs, arms?
And penis.
He was penis.
Mm.
But he was also on his chesticles.
Had a little
also
spruce.
Hairless. No spruce.
Oh, he wasn't. Yes, no, I'm thinking
hairless.
Of I'm thinking of George the Jungle.
George of the Jungle had a spruce.
He had a spruce.
Gaston had a spruce. Tarzan.
Bald
no,
as a baby's
no.
bottom.
Baby's bottom.
Anyway, so
perhaps trauma made it fall out.
Only on his face and chest.
Yeah, he had some magnificent eyebrows, though.
Yeah, that manscaping was very strong for a jungle man. I mean,
so
look
I'm looking at a photo here. We're looking more in depth at his loincloth. Mm. And really, he had to be waxed at some point.
Oh, absolutely. You'd see bush if that was real.
For real, there's no snail trail.
Nah.
There's no thigh hair, calf hair.
Nothing.
Nothing on the toes. And a full-on bikini wax has happened here.
Maybe his gorilla
Nothing
friends.
Under his arms.
Nothing under his arms. Never noticed.
Where is it?
It's gone. Maybe.
Though he does have very faint nipples also.
but I mean, like, look at Tom Hanks in, like, Castaway, right? That's how Tarzan should look. When he comes back off the
100%.
Island, that's what a Tarzan should look like living in the
wild.
But he does not, unfortunately. Well, I mean, it's Disney, right? Some things are just illogical.
Some things are just illogical. Do you know what? Okay.
Hit me.
We know, everybody knows.
Yes.
Some people know that my favorite.
Yes.
Is Ariel.
Yes.
The Little Mermaid. There are a couple of questions I have, though.
There are some, yes.
Because I have some concerns.
Right.
First of all, she's really creepily okay with everybody eating seafood.
Yes, like those are her people.
She also eats seafood.
Yeah. That's cannibalism.
Is she cannibal?
I think she is.
I think she might be.
She's a mermaid.
She's
a sea creature.
Very, very cool with it. She's just like, oh. The chef in the castle's making crab. That's okay.
Great. I'll eat some of that. Put it on my plate.
Give me dingle hopper and let me go. She was actually so creepily okay with it. But the biggest question I have about The Little Mermaid, the entire premise of the film, is that she has given herself – she's gone to the Sea Witch. She's fallen in love with Prince Eric, who wouldn't? What a babe.
He is a babe.
Also loves his dog and can play a flute.
And also has a big ship.
I'm talking about that circular breathing, you know,
that comes in handy
when you're downtown.
Yeah, down under.
Down under.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she falls in love with Prince Eric. She goes to the Sea Witch and she's like, bruh, I need some legs for a bit. And then the Sea Witch is like, you know what? No worries.
No worries, babe.
No worries, babe. I've got you covered. And she says to her, you know, you've got to sign this contract.
Yes.
I'm going to take your voice. And if he doesn't kiss you, by the time the sun sets on the third day, whatever.
I get to keep everything.
I get to keep everything.
You're miserable.
I keep your soul. You turn into this little rat sperm looking thing that grows in my garden.
Yes.
And we won't talk about it ever again because, you know, your voice, whatnot.
Go on.
So Ariel's like, no worries, mate.
She signs
her name. First of all, let's not talk about how ink works underwater. Mm-hmm. It was clearly glowing. There was something magical about that quill.
Nor how so mermaids learnt to write.
Let's but. Let that slide.
Yep.
She's on land. She needs to communicate something with Prince Eric.
Yes.
Why the fuck didn't she just write it down? Yo,
my
I'm
man.
Ariel. I rescued you.
Kiss
am
me.
Mermaid. Please kiss me or I die.
Peace. X.
Kiss, kiss.
Gossip
hug,
girl.
Hug. XOXO.
Gossip girl. Gossip mermaid. Anyway.
Honestly, why didn't she just write him a note?
It would, you know what? It would be a much shorter movie. It would be. But I
it
mean,
would
illogical.
Have been a great movie.
Right? Illogical. There
you
are
know, they
illogical
mentioned
things.
That, they mentioned my name in that movie, didn't Prince they? Eric, when he's trying to guess her name.
Oh.
Yeah, he says a few names like Mildred and she's like, ugh. Yeah. He says Diana and she's like, no, no, no. He says Rachel. It set my heart aflutter
you
every
were like,
time.
Yes, Eric, that's
yes,
me.
It is me.
I can write you a letter.
I called one of my first pets Prince Eric. It Aww. Was a bird. It was a budgie.
Right.
My mum told me he flew away. Now that I'm in my 30s, I realise that was probably a lie.
He died.
I think he died.
Yeah. Look, we'll move on from that. But a very good point. That is a very illogical thing. It could have saved a lot of heartache. I mean, we had a happy ending in the end, but still, it took us a long time to get there.
So much time.
Yep. I one thing that I have always had a gripe about is, you know, Disney films. A big thing about Disney films is we got musicals, right?
Yeah.
Surely somewhere there is a shit singer. How are they all excellent singers? Like, there has to be. I would love to see a Disney film about a shit singer.
I can't think of one.
Even Timon and Pumbaa are okay singers.
They're quite good, aren't they?
Right? Also, they never age. That's another thing.
That's another thing, yeah.
Simba
because
ages.
Simba ages about 10 years.
A lot. Right? Enough
he goes
time for Scar
from,
to decimate
He goes from
Pride Rock.
Child to young adult. Young adultish enough that he can make out with Nala.
And then he's full grown. But, yeah, they never age. Also, they can sing okay. There has to be a shit singer somewhere. Right?
I want to see that movie.
Me too.
I want to see a movie with a princess
who
can't actually sing.
Yeah. I feel like it needs to be made. That would be a good one.
Because, okay, but they haven't done one where they're not attractive either.
Yes, that's true. There's one that they turn into a frog, but still, she's attractive on the
she's
inside.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty, Tiana.
And even, okay, you could possibly argue that Merida is not that attractive.
I love her hair, though. Her hair
but her
is magic.
Hair.
She's a babe. I wasn't going to say it. She's a babe, too. And she, you know what? She's a strong, independent woman that's like, I'm not fucking marrying any of you useless bastards. I will shoot my own arrows and I will win my own hand in marriage.
Yes.
Yes, girl. Get it. But, yeah, that's always been something that's baffled me. Like, even Mushu.
Like, Mushu like can kind of sing too,
can he? Hold a tune, right? Eddie Murphy, good job.
It's a little bit rude.
It is. It's unfair is what it is, okay?
And they're all far better than the average Joe.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Disney, for making our standards so immeasurably high.
Something that I want to know, though, right? So... Okay, so shit singing is kind of subjective.
Yes.
Do you remember watching Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Oh, yeah.
I'm wishing for the one I love to find me.
Stop my ears.
It makes your
right,
ears
though.
Bleed.
You're
She's
right.
not that good.
No, but in that time when that was a big thing, you know, that was what they listened
Just
to.
Just yeah. while you were.
Hi ho, hi ho. Actually,
but
on the dwarves.
The dwarves were better than Snow White at singing.
What did they do with all their diamonds?
This was what I was going to ask.
They live in a little shack, right? All of them, plus Snow White in this little dingy shack. They mine diamonds all day. What did they do with them?
Here's the thing. This is what I want to know.
Yes.
I think they might be slaves.
Ooh.
I think they might be slaves, and that's the reason why the evil queen could find Snow White so easily
right.
as the hag.
Because she knew, because they were slaves to her, and that's how she kept her youth and her fortune.
That's right. And she was like, these dwarves are looking far too kept. Maybe I should go and investigate what's going on at home. She peers in through the window. She's like, this fucking bitch is baking Dopey some blueberry pies. And, like, she sees a whole host of animals.
Whistle while they work.
And they're whistling while they work.
Exactly. Another thing that we will never have answered.
I think they're slaves.
I think you're right. I think you're right on the money there.
And that's probably why Grumpy is so grumpy.
Because he knows all his hard-earned diamonds are being stolen. Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking slavery. It's a theme in a lot of movies of that era, isn't it?
Did you hear about the like the original story of Sleeping Beauty?
Possibly.
And what happened to her when she actually woke up?
Oh, like rape.
Okay, so rape is involved.
Okay, well, you lay it on me. Tell me. We've taken a dark turn.
We've
got
Disney where it's like, oh, Prince Philip, he goes and he fights Maleficent as a dragon.
Yes.
He gives her a smoochie.
Yes.
They wake up. Delightful. She wakes up. They get married.
They're in love.
It's beautiful. She dances with him in a color-changing dress.
No, it's blue. Anyway.
It's pink. But it's beautiful, whatever it is. Actually, what do you prefer?
Blue. I preferred the blue.
I preferred the blue as well.
Yeah, I think the pink was just a bit too much. Did not suit her complexion as well.
No, it didn't.
She needed to go the blue. Yeah, the blonde hair, the pale skin, pink's not the colour. Sorry.
Pink's not the colour. As for you, can I just say you're wearing a pink shirt right now.
And I know it washes me out. It makes me look extra pale.
You wouldn't wear a ball gown in that colour, but a gym top, yes.
Yeah. Nope, no pink. But yeah, gym top.
Anyway, yes, the blue looked far better. Anyway, so in the original story of Sleeping Beauty, it is not the prince's kiss that wakes her up.
Is it his penis?
No, it's the pain of childbirth.
Oh.
Because she's giving birth to twins.
Right.
Because he had the happy times with her while she was asleep.
Delightful.
The happy times.
We love
that. The happiest of times.
Some might say.
Oh, my God. How bad is that, though?
I know. It'd be like, oh, surprise, you're a mother. Also, wake up. Here you go. Here's two screaming babies.
Wake up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, look, that story in itself is a bit of a schmozzle.
That might actually be my worst nightmare, going to sleep one day and then I don't wake up for, like, 80 years. And the only thing that wakes me up is the pain of childbirth to not one but two children. To a prince that I met once and I had a dance with in the woods.
Yep. And then you're like, bam, parents. Wow. I could think of nothing worse. All right. So Sleeping Beauty, we've discovered, has a lot of issues. So does Snow White.
So does the Little Mermaid and Tarzan.
I'm going to lay something on you here, and it hasn't really got to do with Disney in itself, but more so the whole Prince Arthur type thing. Who decided that the only parameter to make you worthy of ruling this country was to pull a sword out of the stone?
Thor. Well,
yeah, okay. But what if they were a dead shit? Just be like, aha, I am king. Now kill everybody.
No, you have to be worthy.
Oh, but I don't know.
It's like Thor. I'm telling you. You know what, Amy?
What?
You don't know his life.
I don't know his story.
You don't know what he's been through. No. You don't know what he's seen.
Yeah, well, true. But it just is bizarre to me. I don't know. Anyway.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a very strange thing, though.
It is. To be like, what deems you worthy? Like, some days I feel worthier than others.
Was it not, though, Merlin who made that decision?
Yeah, probably. And look, depending on which way you read Merlin, he could have been a kooky old wizard who was like, had some grand scheme, or he was a really put together magical man. Like, there's different versions of him.
Did you ever watch the TV show of Merlin?
I started. And then I got bored and I stopped.
I don't think I even started.
I watched the first season. I watched a couple of episodes and I was like, not me.
Did you ever watch the, like, made-for-TV movies of Merlin? With Sam Neill?
Like Hallmark movies?
Hallmark movies.
Yes, I think I did.
Sam Neill.
Babe.
Miranda Richardson.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that man with a face.
Yes, that one.
He's very small.
Right. I remember them being somewhat of a Princess Bride vibe. Is that right?
It was incredible. Mm. It had Isabella Rossellini in it.
It's my favourite
pasta. She was Merlin's kind of wife.
Right.
Gwendolyn? Maybe
Guinevere.
Guinevere. She was Guinevere.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Richardson was the witch.
Oh.
And, oh, my God, what is
just
his
look up,
name?
Look up the movie and then tell me. And I'll lay another truth on you while you figure that out, right?
Okay, so Helena Bonham Carter was in it.
Oh, stop
yeah,
it. I'm going to have to
she
watch
was
it.
Morgan Le Fay.
Ah, Morgana.
Amazing.
Right.
So Rutger Hauer was in it, okay. who was like the bad guy from like everything in the 80s.
Always
he
a
was
bad
King
guy.
Vortigern.
Yes.
Amazing. Miranda Richardson was the Lady of the Lake, but she was also Queen Mab.
Oh, the Queen of the Fairies, the
so
Dark Court.
Isabella Rossellini was not Guinevere, she was Nimue.
Oh, Nimue is like, okay, so Curse, the TV series?
Yeah.
That's Nimue.
So Nimue was Merlin's love.
Yes.
The love of his life.
I thought Nimue was the Lady of the Lake, but I could be wrong in my folklore.
Headey.
Oh, yes.
Was Guinevere.
Right.
Martin Short was Frick.
I'm going to have to watch it. I feel like I've seen it.
You have to watch it.
I'll go and do that. I'll add it to my list.
It is so good. It's like a part one, part two sort of deal.
Oh, I love them. Yes, that's right up my
and
alley.
And I remember I used to get the DVD from Video Easy all the time and the cover was purple and it just had like a sword. And Sam Neill's eyes.
I think I have seen it.
That's all you need.
I'm sure I've seen it now that you say that.
It's so good. Yeah. I have never seen anything that is Arthurian that has been comparable
right.
to Merlin, the frickin' Hallmark two-part movie.
Excellent.
It was so good.
Right.
So good. And what a stellar cast
yes.
as well.
Well, you can't go wrong, can you really?
No.
It had to be a standout.
Incredible.
I'm going to watch that. I feel like I'm going to add that to my list for the weekend. I'm going to do it. I know I always say I'm going to do it, but I feel like I've seen
no,
it and I feel like
really,
I loved it.
You really need to do it.
I will.
I might even get it by magic just so that I always permanently have a copy.
Yeah, I'm going to find where it's at and I'm going to stream it, I reckon. Because one of my streaming services will surely have it. I have about everything, so.
Surely somebody's going to have it.
Yeah, otherwise I will find it. How about this one for you? Taking a detour, but going back a little bit. How does Pocahontas speak English?
Okay, I did come across this question. Now, from what I remember of the film, she goes to Grandma Willow.
Yes, who's magic, right.
Who's magical and, you know, she's talking about the white clouds that have come, which are
the sails of the ships.
And then Grandma Willow sings that, listen to your heart, yes. you will understand. And then when John...
Snow.
Fuck is his name. I was about to say John Williams, which is my co-worker, John Smith. John Smith comes... I'm not in it, whatever. John Williams is also a composer.
Yeah, I was
going to
say singer.
He's a composer. Yeah. So John Smith comes and he says something to her and then you hear very quietly in the background, Grandma Willis says, listen to your heart, you will understand. And then a breeze comes and then she can speak English. So it's the magic of the Native American willow.
Right. Well, see, there you go. A mystery has been solved for me because I was like, I feel like I've forgotten that. To be fair, I haven't watched Pocahontas in a long time because I really don't like that movie.
No, nor have I, but I do remember Miko.
Miko. You know it.
I watched it religiously as a kid. Miko and Flit.
Flit is the bird. Hummingbird? Is it a hummingbird?
Yeah, hummingbird. Yeah. And then there's the little bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
Percy.
Love it.
In a previous podcast that we won't mention, fangirling,
yes.
I said that I would be Percy.
Yeah, he's
the bulldog Pocahontas.
Living the life of luxury, really, isn't he?
He's so good. I still remember he had like this little carousel of little dog bone biscuits. Yes. And it was just spinning above his head and he would just like
eat one.
Yeah,
he had the life, right?
Yeah, he absolutely did. So we've been speaking so much about the princesses.
Yeah.
I want to keep going.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Here's the thing with Cinderella.
Okay.
Yep. Fucking Cinderella, mate.
Yeah, there's a lot of flaws, but let's
go. Okay, first of all, let's talk about glass slippers and the practicality of that.
Wouldn't it just break when you walked? Like, I feel like glass is very fragile, and I know
I don't know. Well, it depends on how petite she is.
Yeah, look.
I have experienced...
It would break if I walked in it.
I have experienced something personally lately.
Right.
COVID did a lot to all of us.
Yes.
In our hearts, in our souls, and in our bodies.
Yeah, in our bodies particularly.
In our fat, in our fluid retention.
Yeah, that's a better word for it. Fluid retention.
Fluid retention.
Yes.
So in a previous job that I worked, I was able to step on a piece of ice and it would make me slip like a banana peel in Mario Kart.
Right.
Today, specifically today, I was walking through the bar in the place that I work and I stepped on something and I was like, fuck, what was that? Because I felt something break beneath my heel and it was a piece of ice. Ugh. And I thought, wow, COVID.
You've done me wrong.
Fuck you.
Fuck COVID.
There's a lot of things that we can, you know, attribute to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The things we can blame COVID for.
I'm going to continue to do it for a long time.
And we can say that COVID has fucked up.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of things like concerts.
Yeah. Holidays.
Cinemas, holidays. Gatherings in general. Weddings, funerals, whatnot.
Yep.
But the fact that I stepped on a piece of ice and instead of slipping like I was on a banana peel in Mario Kart, it shattered beneath the weight of my heel. I am not a heavy person.
You are a petite. Can I just clarify? Rachel is one of the most petite people in the entire world.
I'm so small.
Yes.
And I crushed the ice, Amy.
Like, my precious.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I've crushed the ice just I've like my dreams have been crushed.
And then I got to thinking, Cinderella.
That bitch.
That was supposed to be a high heel. Mm. Not even a wedge.
No,
certainly not a plugger.
No, absolutely not. She would have,
she would have blasted that. She would have busted that plugger.
Absolutely.
But as a high heel, you'd think that the heel at the very least would break.
Yes.
And it would become a ballet flat.
Yeah, which is probably better.
It's more comfortable for sure.
Easier to run, and you probably wouldn't have lost it if it was a ballet flat, let's be honest.
Let's be real.
Yeah, it would have stuck to
you. You would have just run away with it on.
And you would have been
because it would have been comfy and your feet don't get all manky.
Right. She had to run all the way home with one shoe.
No, she got in her pumpkin coach.
She got in her pumpkin bitch and went home. All the way home because didn't it break apart before she got home?
Did it? Because midnight struck.
Yes.
And it was turning back into an actual pumpkin.
Yes. Anyway, yes, that's something that's always baffled me is why you would make them out of glass. Like just make them real nice Jimmy Choo's or something. Or like Louboutins.
Louboutins.
Oh, stop.
Oh, and then Prince Charming. And then she would have run back. Prince Charming would have been like, "Boy, do you see those red soles?
Mm.
That's a Louboutin.
Louboutin. I'll keep them in my. That's going straight in my basket.
Oh,
I always wanted to own a pair of Louboutins.
Yeah, me too.
One day.
Me too.
One day we'll treat ourselves.
Actually, not even really. I don't care that much.
I just like to wear a pair for an evening, I feel.
I just want to feel what it feels like on my foot.
Mm, like, am I walking on a cloud or your dog has stolen a cardboard box?
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Okay.
It's really, it's fine for him to destroy because it did have my kid's book pack in it.
Mm, great. Just a little side detour there.
He needs something to destroy, and I'm just glad that it's not the monkey because I've had enough of fluff.
Oh,
a toy monkey, like a right. fluffy monkey.
Yep.
And there's fluff all around my yard and my whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Louboutins.
Yes.
I'm certain that both of my sisters have put them on their precious little feet.
Mm-hmm.
I have never worn a pair of Louboutins.
Neither.
And I just want to see if it's worth the 1,000% markup.
Yeah, the ridiculous amount of money that they are worth, that they
cost. The markup is ridiculous. And I just want to know, honestly, for that amount of money, I want to slip it on my foot and have an orgasm.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
Every time I wear them, that's what needs to result. Maybe that's why Cinderella wore her glass slippers. Maybe she was like, damn, this is great. Stop it, fairy godmother.
Stop it. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. But, no, very good point.
And yeah.
Like, the other thing is, I mean, I feel like we have very standardized shoe sizes nowadays.
How deformed was her foot?
Yeah.
That was the only foot that it would fit.
Mm. Was it magic too? Like the Willow teaching Pocahontas English, do we think? Like,
but that was a very obvious thing.
True.
Okay, I'm not going to say it was a very obvious thing, but it was something that it was clearly, it was in the movie at some point. Like if you go back and you really truly think about it,
yes,
that was actually there. But with Cinderella,
it doesn't.
They never point out that she has a particular petite foot or whatnot. I have a very small foot.
Mm.
Pre-children, I was a size 5.
Wow. Which, 5 US or 5 UK?
5 Australian, I don't know what that
is.
No
way they go US.
5, but that meant that I had to go to a specific section of the shoe shop where they usually had clearance stuff.
Yes.
And it had, you know, special sizes. It's like where either you're really too big or you're really too small.
Yes.
And I was in the really too small section.
Yeah. It's but like size 14 or size 5.
Yeah. No, that's what it was. It was like 12 to 14 and size 5s.
Yep.
So I used to have to shop for shoes that way.
Yep.
So I thought, okay, maybe Cinderella's got a particularly small foot. But it really is there nobody else in the village that has a foot that small.
Yeah, or could have even made it work. Or a foot
small enough that, like there were no size 6s. I don't think so because even after children I'm a size 6. And your feet grow, by the way.
Yeah.
When you have kids.
Yeah.
So
it's illogical, right?
It doesn't make illogical sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
And then it was like, what if he had found somebody who fit the shoe before he got to Cinderella and been like, hello, my princess. Like,
but why didn't he recognize her from her fucking face?
Yeah, she had no mask on. Her hair was just done up and she was wearing a pretty dress. Like, I feel like you're a bit deluded if you don't know that that's the same girl.
If you don't realize that this is the person that you were dancing with, so this long.
Cinderella. That's my favorite.
Oh my
song.
God. Gus Gus is Gus my favorite.
I'm going to name my next pet Gus Gus.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a fish because my husband definitely almost said.
I know a couple of kids who are called Angus.
Angus?
And I called them Gus Gus.
That's a brilliant idea. Angus, next pet. Right.
Little Gus Gus.
Little Gus Gus. Little oh, Gus, man. Gus. On that note, are we are we through our list now? Have you got anything else to read from Cinderella?
Nothing else from Cinderella. Let me think of Beauty and the Beast. Oh, there was something that I wanted to mention about Chip, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
10 years we've been something. They've been furniture and things for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 10 years. How does Chip exist?
Yes.
Because he's very young.
He's a very small boy. I think they messed that up.
What did he come out of?
Maybe he... Ooh.
Where's the father?
She gave birth while she was a teapot.
Yeah, but what did he come out of?
Hot water.
The spout?
Yeah. Yeah,
it or was like the lid?
Nah, the spout's like the birth canal, right?
So the spout, the vagina.
Yeah, the vagin.
The vagin.
Yes.
The lid.
Hat. Yes.
Is the sunroof.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a sunroof child.
Maybe like having a C-section, right? Like just a pop straight out, yeah.
Like the sunroof. Yeah, that's what it is, the sunroof.
I don't know. I'm not up with the birth lingo.
That's the birth lingo. Right. The sunroof is a cesarean.
Okay. Got it. I'll remember that.
Because they cut you open, they pull you out the sunroof.
Yep, I got it now.
It's a sunroof.
He definitely a sunroof baby then.
He has to be a sunroof baby.
He wouldn't
baby.
Fit through the spout.
But where's
I'm
the dad?
A little teapot. It's immaculate conception.
How did they do it?
All the steam.
In the spout. So when you're having tea from Mrs. Potts, you're drinking dick cheese.
You're drinking semen. Semen. Absolutely. Before it turned into Chip. That's why the Beast was so angry all the time. He's like, fucking drinking all this dick cheese tea.
That's a flavour I want to see
dick cheese
at the tea shop.
Tea too. Dick cheese tea, please.
Dick
I'd love
cheese
that.
Tea, thank you. Yep.
Oh,
that's what I want. It's my dick cheese tea.
How do we come up with this stuff? We're so funny.
We're just hilarious, like, honestly.
And you would know this because you've all just listened. Use. Oh, my God, I said the word use. Kill me now. Smite me. It's not a real word.
Oh, my goodness. What I want to know is, does anybody else out there
in the stratosphere
have any other questions about illogical Disney?
Surely there are some. Like, there are things we've definitely missed. And people will have them for us.
There's
and I'm
so
living for
much.
It. Absolutely.
There's so much we could continue to ask, but we're not going to because we are on a time constraint.
Yeah, and we could really, like, honestly, this is a topic you could just keep talking about because as you talk more about things, you then remember other things.
Maybe
bits and
we'll
pieces.
Do a part two. If we Maybe. Get enough suggestions from people and enough questions
Maybe
from people, we'll do
them.
A number. We'll do a number two.
Ah, do we a number
won't,
two.
We won't poop on it, but, you know.
Number two.
But honestly, yeah.
That sounds like a good idea. I am living for that because I would love to hear what everybody else has to think and what they've thought while they were watching a Disney film and they were, you know, there was something that didn't quite add up.
And I'm sure that that's probably more with the more modern Disney films too.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you know what? That's going to do it for this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be back next week for the brand new episode.
Yes, we will. But in the meantime, you can subscribe on every platform you can think of, iTunes, Spotify, wherever else you get your podcasts, right?
Make sure,
you can leave us a review on all of those sites.
If you do leave us a review, make sure it's a 5-star.
Yeah, has to be 5-star. We will accept nothing less.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we live our life.
That's right.
At the top end, right? Because we're the best.
Yeah, you've got to tell all of your friends to listen to us as well.
Yep, absolutely do that. And while you're at it, make sure you tell them about our Facebook listener community, right?
Yes, I'm always there.
Yeah, you are always there. I am always there in spirit, my little ghosty spirit. But you can find that on Facebook by searching Comic Confidential Listener Community, right?
Yeah, of course. And you know what? You can also email us.
Yeah.
If you want to get down and personal,
mm-hmm.
It's comicconpod@gmail.com.
Yes. And
I would say that I will answer personally, but I won't because I don't have the password.
And I probably also won't because that's the kind of person I am, but somebody will. Maybe it will be me one day. Maybe I'll just surprise
know.
You.
Maybe
all.
You'll surprise us. Yeah, because Amy is exactly the kind of person that leaves everybody on red.
Yeah.
All the time.
You know, I do and I see it and I'm like, fuck, I need to respond to that. And then something happens. You got to put out a fire and then you come back 20 hours later and there's like 1,000 other messages that have gone through and I'm like, balls, I missed
my
chance.
Amy's very busy and important.
I'm very
and
busy.
She's got no time for any of this bullshit, guys.
No, but you know what I will make time for?
What?
Everybody in the Facebook listener community.
Absolutely. And you know what else I'll make time for?
Tell me.
Everybody else on our beautiful network, the CC Radio Network.
I love that network.
You know who else is on it?
You're going to tell me.
Paul and Wayne from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews.
Hot damn they are.
Yeah, and our lovely co-host Cade Moyer, he's got Believe.
Believe. Hashtag Believe. Better believe it. That's where we – well, Cade talks about –
anything paranormal that you can think about. Yeah, that spooky UFOs, vibe.
Yowies, alien encounters. It's incredible, actually.
It is. And I'm, you know, every time I listen to it, something spooky is happening. And I will guarantee something will give me the heebie-jeebies. So, you know me, I'm not in for scary movies.
Like live call-in shows.
Yes.
And every time I'm just like, I can't handle what you're trying to tell me right
mute,
now.
Mute, and I'll come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I get scared. Mm. I'm a little bit of a fraidy cat.
Oh, well.
It's all right.
But, yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Amy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.